As the price of fuel increased greatly in Ethiopia earlier this year, Ogachu Seleshi decided to buy an electric vehicle, or EV. The decision follows government efforts to slowly remove gas-powered vehicles from the roads. Months later, Seleshi is not sure whether it was the right decision. He now faces an uneven supply of electricity and a lack of parts for repair. He told the Associated Press that imported parts from China are costly, and few mechanics are able to fix such cars, and the resale value of such cars is poor. Seleshi's problems are like those of many in Ethiopia. In January, the East African country became the first in the world to ban imports of non-electric private vehicles. The decision eased pressure on the government's use of limited foreign currency to lower the cost of fuel. In early October, Ethiopia's government raised the price of fuel by up to 8% as part of a plan to slowly end fuel subsidies in Africa's second most populous country. Officials say more than 100,000 electric cars are imported into the country each month, and the government hopes to increase that number by 2030. By that time, the country's new dam on the Nile River is expected to produce electricity at full power. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said earlier this year that the Grand Renaissance Dam will start producing more than 5,000 megawatts of electric power within a year. Officials say such a production level would support the move to electric vehicles. For now, many in Addis Ababa, a city of more than 5 million people, think the country is not ready to provide enough charging stations and repair services. The few service station owners who can fix broken electric vehicles say they have too much work, and the EV owners say they are overcharged by repair shops because of a lack of competition. Many EVs are now parked, waiting for parts to come from China. Barreo Hassan Barreo is the transport minister. Barreo believes Ethiopia can be a model nation with a green economy, especially with the move toward electric vehicles. He said that the government will invest in public charging stations and has plans to manufacture EV batteries to reduce imports. Private efforts to manufacture EVs with South Korean carmaker Hyundai in Ethiopia, however, have collapsed over sourcing of materials. Samson Berhan, an economist based in Addis Ababa, said the sudden flood of EVs into the country makes it difficult for owners to find charging stations. But he believes Ethiopia can provide enough electricity for EVs within the next 10 years while meeting its industrial goals. Some Ethiopians are already giving up on electric vehicles. Yared Alamayu sold his Chinese-made EV at a loss and bought a used Toyota Corolla. He said the EV frequently broke and the repair shop was overcharging. Taxi driver Daraje Hailu said he had high hopes for his Chinese-made EV earlier this year. But now, he says, with such a car, I fear I might be stuck if I go far from Addis Ababa, where there are no charging stations. I'm Jill Robbins.